You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, home of Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks, weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Key and YouTube.com at Braves Country. Brand new for the 2024 Braves Country radio broadcast season. Along with pitch-by-pitch, play-by-play, the classic call of Braves Country Baseball, we will bring you a live pregame show and postgame show. Phone lines wide open for you to call, react, or ask your questions along with the chat. That's Braves Country Today pregame, Braves Country Tonight postgame. We'll see you in 2024.
Armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
You have any idea?
Really, this is what you're doing?
You have any idea?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio station. The radio station you can call your own. Listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
I'm the Punky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I control the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the
double. All right, Football Friday. We're going to focus on today on this short segment of the Football Friday. It's going to be all Super Bowl, and it's going to be jumping into the prop bets. Now, if you want to listen to the or view the Super Bowl show, we'll be coming on live Saturday, 10 to noon, and that'll be on Braves Country Radio. Find us today on YouTube. And we'll be going over a lot of stuff in that show. And we'll get all the different angles from all the different guys. And we're going to be doing a lot of prop bets, over-unders, against the spread, etc., etc. But I'm going to dive into this and tell you some of the angles that I'm looking at right now. Now, obviously, these numbers can move by the time we hit Sunday. But we're looking at where are they at now and should you jump on some of these. Right now, we're still looking at two. Now, for this particular spot, I am going to strictly be talking about the Hard Rock Bet app, the one that is live in Florida, but it's essentially the same algorithm that they are using in a lot of sports books ran by Caesars. That is the algorithm that they use. So let's go ahead and dive into that. We're going to start with the actual spread. It's plus two Chiefs. The over-under is 47.5. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to tell you again. If there is a book out there that will let you do same game teasers, and most of them do, they're just not letting you do them on the Hard Rock Bet app. That's my favorite bet of the entire Super Bowl. Is that you get the Chiefs plus a 6-point teaser. You could even go 6.5. So that you, at that point, you'd be getting the Chiefs plus 8.5, and you would get the over-under down to 41.5 or 41. That's my favorite bet of the entire weekend. I think it's going to be a fairly high-scoring game. There have been folks that have been talking about this could be a defensive struggle. I don't see it. The San Francisco defense has gotten gutted all year long, and San Francisco's offense can move the ball. And on that same token, I would be absolutely shocked if San Francisco were to house the Chiefs and beat them by double digits. I don't see an avenue for it. They've been very susceptible to the run all game, all year long. Pacheco should be doing some things. And with all that being said, like, how do you not love the Chiefs in your pocket? If you're looking at just the point spread, I'm on the side of the Chiefs right now. I don't love the plus two. I'm probably going to buy some points at this point, get it to 4.5. See, if you look at the 4.5 spread right now on the Chiefs, or 4.5 is minus 185. On the Hard Rock bet, you can get it up to plus 6.5, but very, very rare that you're going to try to hit that spread where it doesn't go through one of the key numbers. And to me, one of the key numbers, I get that 6 is a key number, but I like having it on the other side of 7. Now, let's say the book actually sits where it is right now on Sunday, and there's no movement, which is what I keep waiting for. But let's say there's not, and you take the Chiefs plus 6.5, and this is as close as you're going to get to a teaser on the Hard Rock bet at. You could, in theory, take the Chiefs plus 6.5, the total points, you can get it all the way down to over 43.5, which is a key number. 44, getting over 44 is a very common number. 45 is obviously the one that a lot of people focus on, but 44 gets the job done as well. And let's say you do the two, you could put those on a parlay. It's not as nice as obviously 41.5 and 8.5, but it's pretty darn close. And you are going to get a little better payout. Remember, with a 6-point teaser, it's typically minus 120. This would be a plus 105 payout. You would get it to 44 points or more, and the Chiefs staying within 6 points or closer, even winning the game. So that would be my second option. I just don't know. I've got the feeling that at some point you're going to get a little bit of a movement on Sunday morning. What I'm not convinced is which side is it going to move, and I'm going to be checking it all morning long. Going to be cooking for our Super Bowl party. Going to have everything cracking. And I'm telling you, every 15 to 20 minutes, I'm going to look at that line. And if I can even get it to plus 7, because I don't think I'm going to get it at 7.5, I will go ahead and do that parlay. Because at least if I get it to plus 7, I'm covering myself. The only way you get this thing above board is if there's some kind of an injury that hasn't been disclosed. Look, Andy Reid has talked about the injury to the offensive lineman who's most likely not going to play. I think he called it highly doubtful. Well, he didn't play last game. It's not that kind of stuff isn't going to move the line. What we have to look at is, does something happen the morning, or does it just a really big bet come in that we're not expecting? And that's highly possible as well. But you got to jump on it quick, because the idea that a line moves on something as popular as the Super Bowl and you don't end up seeing it move back almost instantly, it's very, very slim. At one point, it was at plus 2.5 on the Hard Rock bet, but the problem was they still weren't giving you more than a plus 6.5. And if that's what they continue to do, then it is what it is. And I'll have to take the line. I won't love it, but I will take the line and move with it. All right, moving on from that, couple of interesting prop bets. Deebo Samuel or Rashee Rice records most receiving yards in the first quarter. That comes in at a plus 210. What you're missing there is that you're going against the grain, because CMC can't lead it. Doubtful it would happen, but Pacheco can't lead it. Travis Kelce and Brandon Ayuk can't lead it. And then, of course, there's also just the random, does MVS catch a long pass for 40 yards? We're just talking about the first quarter. They have these that are exclusive, 1 point or more scored in every quarter. That's minus 500. It's a pretty good bet that it's going to happen, but I don't love the minus 500. You're not getting a very good payback. And these are usually the ones that get you burned. 49ers score the most points in each quarter. A tie loses is plus 2,500. That's a terrible bet. Even if you think San Francisco is going to win the game, you don't think that the Chiefs are going to outscore them in any quarter. If you are predicting that, you are predicting a blowout. I wouldn't take that for the Chiefs or the 49ers. They're both 2,500. 50-plus pass completions in the game. Now, that is a total between the two quarterbacks. I don't hate that. It's plus 110. Now, the one thing that I would say on that route is, what if you go to player props and took the individual? You took Purdy over 20.5 and Mahomes over 25.5, which means you would only need a total of, what, 21 to 47 receptions? Now, it can't just be the total. Each quarterback has to hit it. That's going to pay you a plus 300. So if you're going to do one, if you're going to do the 50, to me, it may, just because the payout's better, give me that one. I do believe Purdy's going to be throwing the ball. I don't think he's going to, unless they fall behind quite a bit, I don't think they're just going to give up on the running game. But I do believe that Purdy's going to be getting the passes off. You got to figure Mahomes is going to be. So to me, that just seems like the no-brainer to hit that one instead. In fact, as we're sitting here, I went ahead and dropped that prop bet. I think that's a decent prop bet. You're talking about if you put 25 down to win 75, it's a decent prop bet. Going back into it, you look at the MVP race. If you're not going to put Patrick Mahomes on there, I think the one that has the best payout has got to be McCaffrey at plus 400. Now, the last 14 Super Bowls, there have only been four non-quarterbacks get the MVP. Talked about this before, but Travis Kelce plus 1,100, though it's enticing, the payout to me is a Pacheco plus 3,000, and that's the one that I took. I just think that there's an avenue there where Pacheco could be grinding the yards on that very average San Francisco defense. And I'm not going big on it. I'm just going to sprinkle a little on it. We'll see what happens with it. But I definitely believe that it's worth it. I mean, you are talking about if you put $10 on it, you're going to win $300. To me, within reason, that is a decent... I like my odds of that much over... Debo Samuel or Rashee Rice, and even Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk's got a plus 5,000. You love that payback, but the problem is usually Ayuk, they pick and choose their spots that they get the ball to Ayuk. He's usually not a guy that's going to have like 8 or 9 catches for 200 yards, which is what it's essentially going to take for a wide receiver to win the MVP. A running back can get that MVP with 100 yards rushing and a couple of scores. And especially if he has a couple of big runs in the game, I love the idea that it could be Pacheco. And if you're swinging for the fence on a defensive player, hoping that, I mean, to me, the play would be Chris Jones. I really do feel like that Chris Jones, if anybody, would have the best chance of pulling it off. He is plus 10,000. And look, I won't go through all of them, but you got Bosa at 7,500. You got Snead at 20,000. By the way, MVS, if you really want to go bananas, MVS, if you put $10 down for him to win the MVP, the payback would be 2,500. Now, we know that's not going to happen. We know there's a very slight chance that he catches more than a couple of passes. Hell, his receiving props, MVS, I was looking at this morning, and his numbers have gone through the roof, and it's because of that big catch that he made at the end of the AFC Championship game. But if you remember, that was like his only play. His over-under is 19.5 yards. And it's moved up that high because some money came in on it. It was 13.5 when the books first came out. And someone must have sat there and hammered that number. Because it has gone up. You do not normally see on a low prop bet of yards, the prop bet to skyrocket 6 yards. So honestly, if I'm taking that bet, I'm taking the under. Because there's just not much of a chance that you're going to get the same situation that you got at the end of the AFC Championship game. Here's some fun ones. The first Chiefs drive outcome. A punt is plus 125. A touchdown is plus 210. A turnover is plus 650. And a field goal attempt. They don't have to hit the field goal. A field goal attempt is plus 325. 49ers, pretty close to the same. Although field goal attempt is plus 350, touchdown is plus 195, turnover 650, and the punt is plus 130. So they are favoring the 49ers just a touch in that first drive. If you just want to bet on whether or not the Chiefs are going to score or not on their first drive, it's minus 105 for an offensive score, minus 125 for no offensive score. As far as the 49ers go, same exact numbers. Minus 105 offensive score, minus 125, no offensive score. Multiple touchdown scores. Christian McCaffrey plus 170. You cannot believe how incredibly low that is. 600 to score 3. Deebo Samuels plus 700 to score 2 or more. Ayuk 1,000. Kittle 1,200. Isaiah Pacheco plus 400. Kelsey, 575. Rashee Rice, 750. Of all the ones you talk about that could be most realistic, I'm not doing the Christian McCaffrey because it's incredibly hard to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. And to get two, I'm only getting a plus 170. These are terrible odds. I don't love the idea of doing any of the other on the San Francisco side because McCaffrey is the guy that they go to over and over again at the goal line. We know this. So I'm most likely, if I don't take Pacheco at plus 400, Travis Kelce plus 575 is very enticing. They do look for him a ton at the goal line, but can he get two? That's the key. Rashee Rice plus 750, it's a great payout, but I feel like for Rashee Rice to get in the end zone twice, he's really going to have to sneak in there on some long plays. And these are just incredibly difficult. Once again, the over-under on the passing yards, it has actually gone up for Purdy. It's now 248. Patrick Mahomes has been staying pretty steady at 261.5. I've seen it as low as 259, but it's really right there. And I feel like if you want to take Mahomes, I would suggest to you that to grab him now because I do feel like it's going to creep up because game day, they are going to be moving that line north because more people are going to be betting on Mahomes. I don't love the alternate passing yards because they've set the bar too high. They've set the bar at 325 yards plus. That is an incredible, incredible game. If you do that, I'm going to go ahead and parlay it with the MVP because if you throw for over 325 yards, assuming you win, you're going to get the MVP. Purdy over 1.5 touchdown passes is minus 130. Mahomes 1.5 is minus 160. I do believe they're both probably going to get there. I know they like to find Christian McCaffrey around the goal line, but you're envisioning a scenario there where it's first and goal from about the 1 or 2. First and goal from the 5 or 6, they could still be looking for McCaffrey, but it could be a swing pass out into the open, into the end zone. McCaffrey's rushing yards is 90.5. To me, it seems a little high considering how good that Kansas City run defense has been. Pacheco's 67.5 has actually been pretty good. It seems about right with Pacheco. And, you know, Brock Purdy, 12 and a half rush yards. I do like it. Here's the thing you got to remember about rush yards with quarterbacks. Rush yards with quarterbacks. Let's say you take Brock Purdy and he's at 14 yards and they've got the ball. There's 2 minutes left. They're up by four and victory formation comes in. Every time he takes a snap and takes a knee, he's going to lose at least a yard. And that could cost you in the end. But the 12 and a half for Purdy is really low. He has shown that he is not scared to take off. Now, the one thing you don't have to worry about, because I think people get confused on this because they've changed the rule over the years. If a quarterback gets sacked, that does not count against his rush yards. They do it in college football, but they don't do it in the NFL. That probably changed close to 20 years ago. Now, if you really like Purdy to take off, and this might be a little too getting out over your skis a little bit, he's plus 200 on to get over 25 yards, 25 or more. I think I'd rather just play it safe and try to get him to the 13 yards or more and on the minus 115 and call it a day. If you're going to take Christian McCaffrey at a minus 110 or minus 115 for 90 yards, it's really enticing to go ahead and push the envelope plus 110 to get to 100 yards rushing. The one that I've liked so much more is the receiving yards angle on Christian McCaffrey. He's at 34.5. It's been there all week long. We'll see if it stays there. But he broke that number in the NFC Championship game. Didn't get it by a lot, but he did break it. And if they have a hard time getting things going in the running game, or they fall behind, they're going to try to dump it off to McCaffrey. As far as on the Chiefs side of it, the receiving yards, before they changed it, I mean, the MVS one seemed like the no-brainer. If you're looking for something outside of that, an interesting angle, Rashee Rice over 67.5 yards. That one's tantalizing because when you look, Kelce has actually fallen to 70.5, and I still think that's a pretty darn good bet, and I'm probably going to have that mixed into something because I just don't see him not being a factor in the game at all. I get it. He's got a tough matchup, but 70 yards really feels like that's Travis Kelce's floor. And he is such a competitor. I just don't see how you're going to keep him off of 70 yards. So the over under is 6.5. Let's say he gets 7 catches or even 6. I feel like he's going to average over 11 yards. 10 yards, what have you. I guess if it's 6, you'd need it 12, 11.5. But most of his receptions are usually of that nature. And all he needs is to break one for a 25, 30-yard gain, and there you go. He's not who he was a few years ago, but he's still an elite tight end. And he is savvy, and he finds his way to get open. The receptions, by the way, are still sitting at 6.5. It's now minus 155. It was in the minus 145 to minus 150 range. So it's getting very close to moving one more time. Remember when it opened, it was 5.5. I think the under that I like the most, Justin Watson, under 1.5 receptions. He's usually a very non-factor in the game. The only way he breaks that, if you are thinking about going the other way, is if there were to be some kind of an injury that he would get more snaps. Same thing with Juwan Jennings. If you're worried about, man, Debo seems to get banged up, he at least misses. If he doesn't miss the rest of the game, is he going to miss a series here or there? Juwan Jennings is the guy that usually gets the benefit. When Debo's not in, his over-under in receptions is 1.5 yards. And Juwan Jennings' yards, or 1.5 receptions, Juwan Jennings' yards is 14.5. So they've basically moved Juwan Jennings to where MVS was. And that is gettable, but the hope would be that the catch that he makes if he doesn't get to is a 15 yards or more. Okay, before we jam out of here on this Friday, now remember once again, 10 a.m. Eastern, Braves Country Radio. You can find us on YouTube. We'll be going live 10 a.m. to noon. If you don't catch it live, remember, it doesn't matter. You just pull up the app anytime you want to and watch it. You can also catch it on Facebook Live, both of them, Braves Country Radio. We have tried and tried and tried to get this thing going on Twitter, and it keeps spitting it back out, and I think it's got something to do with the application that we're using, but the application that we're using is far superior than what we were using before, so I'm not willing to use something different. I would essentially would have to use a separate device, and our production is just so much better the way it is, so I'm totally fine with not being on the Twitter spaces. And find us on Braves Country Radio, YouTube, and Facebook Live. If you're wanting to know which one's the better, honestly, it's the YouTube. You know, you can watch them both the same, but we get a bigger crowd on YouTube, which means typically we get more comments, which is, you know, that's the fun of the show. The Facebook Live, I'll see people in there watching, but they're not necessarily commenting, probably because they're in a couple of situations where you know, they can't comment. They're at work, et cetera, et cetera. And also, let's be honest, Facebook Live tends to be an older crowd, and the older crowd doesn't tend to want to or know how to comment in the comment section. And when you have a bigger crowd on the YouTube channel, comments equal more comments. And what I mean by that is you see it all the time. I will see hundreds of people watching our baseball broadcast, and if no one's talking back and forth, it is what it is. It's one of those nights. But all it takes is one person to light the fire, and then all of a sudden the comments explode. And that's the whole reason why we do it on these sites, is because we want y'all to have fun. And it's fun for us to see y'all go back and forth, and, you know, whether it's friendships that occur because of it, or if it's just good old-fashioned, you know, giving each other the business. Putting that aside, we'll be doing a lot of these bet predictions on Saturday. But I do feel like I got to give you a prediction today. So my prediction, look, all year long, I can't go back on it now. I took the 49ers to win the whole damn thing. If you remember, I had them beating the Jets in the Super Bowl, and then Aaron Rodgers got hurt on the fourth play of the season, and the rest is history. But even with that being said, I'm going to take the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. But I keep saying this all playoff long. You can't keep giving me Patrick Mahomes and the points. You did it with Buffalo? What happened? You did it with Baltimore? What happened? So the only way this makes sense for me is San Francisco wins this game. Either the line goes up to 2.5 and they win by 2. But right now, because it's 2, I told you I felt like it would be a higher scoring game. I'll stick with that. Give me the San Francisco 49ers to walk away with their first world championship in many a moons. You know, we talk about droughts for other teams. It was the Steve Young 49er team that last won it. They've been so good, and they've been in the Super Bowl a couple of times since then, that you really don't realize how long that drought has been. Give me the 49ers to finally end their drought, and we're going to go. I'll take an oddball score. What the hell? Why not? Give me San Francisco 27, the Chiefs 26, in an instant classic. Y'all have a great Friday. It's our last football Friday in the season. We will continue to do football Fridays every single week and go over the stuff that's going on in the world of football. But this is the last true football Friday. Going forward, you can look forward to stuff like, we'll be looking ahead to the draft, we'll be talking college football, what's happening in the transfer portal, etc., etc. But it's been another great season. We will see you next week. Pitchers and catchers report for the Atlanta Braves on Thursday. Pitchers and catchers report for Major League Baseball on Wednesday. So there's about a third of the league that's reporting on Wednesday. The Braves are reporting Thursday. We will be live on Braves Country Radio Thursday for pitchers and catchers reporting. And don't worry, if you can't catch it, you can hear it right here on either the podcast or on WQEE the next day. Y'all have a great one. Have a great Super Bowl. Great food, great game, great friends. Hope y'all have a great one.
It's Friday, Working Stiffs. Everybody!
4, 3, 2, 1, happy weekend!
Goodbye, sweetheart, where it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
Something of the 5th of September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember.